Emma Britton, BBC Radio Bristol.
It's 6 minutes to 8 o'clock. Anyone got 10 grand for a new slider? The Friends of Troopers Hill Group are crowdfunding for a new slide to replace the old one from the 1980s play area, which was taken out in November because of rust. Susan Acton Campbell is from the Friends of Troopers Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
10 grand for a slider?
Ah, yeah, there's a lot needed to put up a slide these days. They've got to be really safe. So starting off, you need safety surfacing. So to put in safety surfacing, you need 4 inches of stone to go in, then the actual safety surfacing on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't buy a slide or a slider that is the kind that just goes in your back garden.
Exactly. And that's the thing, I think. People are used to going to a catalogue shop and getting something you stick together yourself for, you know, 25 quid or whatever. So you want this one to last.
We do. This one, the last one, lasted nearly 40 years. We think well over 1,000 bottoms have been down that slide. And if everybody who went down the old slide just gave us a tenner, we'd soon have a brand spanking new red slider on Troopers Hill Field.
The old one was beyond repair, I'm assuming?
Absolutely beyond repair. It was very old. Even if we could have got the spare parts, they might well not have been up to the safety spec that you need these days.
Yep.
It would have needed a specialised person to do it. It would have needed to be safety certified. Can you imagine getting Joe round the corner to weld something together?
Yeah.
Then there's an accident and who gets sued?
Yeah.
Bristol City Council. Not good.
So the play area at the moment, how popular is it?
Oh, our new play area that went in 3 years ago that we raised £80,000 for is just so popular. And when we were fundraising, people said, please, 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 can you leave us our slider? We love our slider, because it was the only piece of play equipment. It was much, much loved. And it was so good. I mean, it carried on after our brand new play area another 3 years.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be great to have a new slide to add to the lovely play area that's there now that is so popular? You should see it at kicking out time at local schools, heaving.
So you've started a crowdfunder.
Yes.
But you're also looking for any suggestions about how to raise money as well, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, if anybody's got any bright ideas for a fundraiser, we're more than happy to put out publicity about it. Do get in contact with us. And also, we've got a really unusual fundraiser happening in April. A lovely guy called Mario DiMaggio runs something called Immersive Theatres,
okay,
which is inflatable planetariums.
Oh, nice.
So in the dry, you can have a show all about the stars and planets. So 18th of April, our local church has offered us their church hall at just the rate that they would charge for a children's party. And so we're offering 3 shows for children of all ages. So there's a show for under 14s, a show for up to 7s, and a show for the grown-ups or 14 pluses. And basically, it's give us what you think. We're suggesting a donation of £3 a family group, but anybody comes along to that will be donating towards the slide.
I was just having a look at the GoFundMe page for the slide, which has only went up yesterday.
Yeah, day before yesterday.
Val has posted, she's donated £25. Well done, Val. My children and grandchildren have had so much fun on this slide. There'll be families with generations of memories of the old slider. And so hopefully they'll want to support the new one.
Oh, we really hope so. So many people have loved that slide and have said they really want a new slide. And we're hoping that the new slide will be something that the kids of today will be taking their kids to.
Yeah.
Because guarantees these days for metalwork, it's normally a minimum guarantee of 25 years. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've been very clear on your fundraiser that should you not meet your target, you have a plan for what would happen to the money. Do you want to explain?
Yeah. So we're going to keep this fundraiser open for 2 years. I mean, ideally, it would be great next week, wouldn't it,
yeah,
to hit the target? But we're being realistic. We'll keep it open for 2 years. And if we haven't hit the target at that time, then we will use the money for children's activities on Troopers Hill. And we've done really great stuff in the past. We spent £5,000 on children's activities year before last, run by Natural Learners. And it was just so popular. It was family groups, school visits, loads of activities, learning about nature on Troopers Hill, which is a great local nature reserve, which is absolutely fantastic. There's not only a play area there, but walk over the flat field where the play area is, and you've got fantastic views across
Bristol.
As I
did with you one day.
You did. You are a really amazing radio presenter out there doing nature conservation on Troopers Hill local nature reserve.
I had a great time. Yep. Okay, so this is what you need to do. If you go to GoFundMe.com and look for a new red slide, you'll find it on there. And if you follow Friends of Troopers Hill on social media, they've posted links as well. So good luck, and we'll keep in touch and see how it's going.
Thank you very much indeed. We really hope it will be a 25th birthday present for Troopers Hill celebrating its 25th anniversary of being a local nature reserve.
Love that. Love that. Thank you, Susan. Susan Acton Campbell from the Friends of Troopers Hill on their new crowdfunding campaign. They would love a new slider.